From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Central bankers and finance ministers from the Group of Seven countries are meeting in Japan today and tomorrow. That's ahead of a full G7 summit next week that will then include heads of state of the industrial powers that account for about half the global economy. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is tracking developments. Let's start by talking about what's on the agenda.
The finance ministers have a lot to do, a discussion about revitalizing the global economy, development goals and debt in poor countries, plus the problem of stopping tax evasion, or as the official agenda calls it, promoting integrity of cross-border financial flows.
And what's especially significant about Japan's role as the host this week?
A lot of things, David. The country's been dealing with deflation for more than 20 years. I just talked to Nancy Snow, a professor of public diplomacy at Kyoto University of Foreign Studies, who said poverty is still a huge issue.
This is a population that has been enduring decades now. What was originally called a lost decade is now 2.5 decades.
The Japanese central bank is so desperate to spur growth that they've gone over to negative interest rates.
That's where the bank makes you pay to hold your money for safekeeping instead of you earning interest, which is so old school these days. So where does Japan go from there to address economic stagnation?
Well, that's where there might be some tension among G7 countries. Japan wants to devalue its currency to promote growth, which doesn't sit well with the U.S., Maria Solis, a Japan expert at the Brookings Institution, says Prime Minister Shinzo Abe also wants to continue deficit spending.
That this is also an election year in Japan. It's not only the United States. And the government, obviously concerned about the state of the economy, is already increasing its level of public expenditures.
But again, that's not necessarily popular with the whole G7, particularly Germany and the UK, who have an austerity agenda.